Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Decisions that I made leading up to having a family was very much, I'm going to strap on the maximum diameter rocket pack career-wise.
What Barnes & Noble had that these independent superstores didn't have, though, was capital. Starting in earnest in the early 1990s, both Barnes & Noble and its chief rival, the Kmart-backed Borders, began to mass-produce this kind of rarefied super bookstore experience, marrying the trappings of an independent with the discounts of a chain.
And a lot of women in their, gosh, I'd say 50s come to me, and their kids are rather out of the house, or they're about to be graduating, or and he does make a lot of money, and he will tell her how it's all his.
Find your new favorite podcast with samples today from Motherhood Sessions, Decoder Ring, and Sisterhood of Sweat. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Being a new mom is hard, especially in this environment. In any case, it's a thankless job full of long nights, diaper changes, early mornings, and more diaper changes. But all too often, we focus on the physical demands of this new life, while ignoring the profound identity shift that accompanies new motherhood. That's where Dr. Alexandra Sachs comes in. As a renowned reproductive psychiatrist, Dr. Sachs recognizes there are not nearly enough emotionally honest conversations about this aspect of motherhood. Her answer? Motherhood Sessions. Each episode on Motherhood Sessions, Dr. Sachs sits down with moms and lets us listen in on conversations that are hard to have outside a therapist's office. From the initial psychological bing-bang of having a child to the crushing anxiety of postpartum, Motherhood Sessions tackles the most uncomfortable truths of motherhood so that all moms, past, present, and future, won't feel alone. So take a seat, get comfortable, and let Dr. Sachs guide you through the rough but rewarding waters of motherhood. Classes in session. To give you a sample, here's the recent episode of Motherhood Sessions titled Mom's Not There When I Need Her. In the episode, we meet Miranda, a working mother of three who works at one of the top consulting firms in the country. Miranda is finally at a breaking point after years of trying to balance the needs of her career with the needs of her family. And she worries about what'll happen to her three young children if she continues to prioritize her career.
And so my entire life has really just been a drive for achievement and perfection and winning. And so decisions that I made leading up to having a family was very much, I'm going to strap on the maximum diameter rocket pack career-wise, work as hard as I can for as long as I can before I have a family so I can ascend as fast, as high as I can, so I can have as many options to me available when it becomes time to have a family and hopefully be able to navigate that process easier. So that was kind of always my grand plan. And so I had pushed my way into what many consider to be the top firm in the field. It was exhausting, but pre-kids, it's a lot easier because it's easier to manufacture time. It's easier to find time to do those things.
Do what things?
To just push career at the expense of everything else.
Do you think, looking back, would you describe that as a happy time in your life?
I don't know that I would look back on my life and really describe any times as being happy times. I mean, not terrible times either, but I've always been... I don't think I've ever lived in the moment. I've always been very much doing what I'm doing now to set myself up for the next thing. So, I mean, in my mind, I'm never winning because the more you achieve, the more you're exposed to people who have achieved more than you have. And there's never, the target is always moving. And that's an exhausting feeling.
Do you like yourself?
God. Gosh, I don't know how to answer that question.
It's a hard question.
I like myself as a person. I think I'm a good human. I don't like myself as a parent right now. And I'm worried about what I'm doing to my children. So I guess it depends on which lens I think about myself.
See some See some teary feeling? You're worried about your kids?
I'm worried about my kids. Yeah, I'm worried about my kids, and I feel torn.
Get an inside look at some of the honest, heart-filled discussions from the office of Dr. Alexandra Sachs on Motherhood Sessions. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. What's the big deal with gender reveal parties? Why were parents so afraid of Bart Simpson? Where did the Baby Shark song come from? These questions, and many more like them, can only be answered on our next podcast, Decoder Ring. Join host Willa Paskin as she takes cultural questions, objects, and habits and tries her best to figure out what it means and why it matters. No matter what's in the subject, Decoder Ring goes beyond the sensational headlines and fear-mongering opinion pieces to get to the heart of some of our culture's most notorious phenomena. Armed with extensive research, a sense of humor, and thousands of strange, confusing, or misunderstood cultural icons, Willa and the Decoder Ring team will give you a peek behind the curtain at what gives certain people, things, and ideas staying power in the country's collective conscience. Give you a sample here with the recent episode of Decoder Ring called The Shop Around the Corner. The episode looks at the 1998 rom-com You've Got Mail, starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. The central conflict of the movie pits a small independent bookstore, The Shop Around the Corner, against Fox Books, a nationwide retail company that was an obvious stand-in for Barnes & Noble. In this clip, Decoder Ring examines how, for a brief time, Barnes & Noble was the symbol of predatory capitalism, despite their new position as the victim of the latest trend in book buying on the internet.
But think about a Barnes & Noble compared to a Home Depot or a Toys R Us. They're all huge stores offering a massive selection that puts a lot of pressure on smaller stores selling similar wares. But they don't quite feel the same. Barnes & Noble has something those other chains don't have. It has an ambiance. It's a place you might want to hang out. But just as Barnes & Noble didn't invent the superstore concept, they didn't invent this vibe. That honor belongs to a number of independent bookstores, places like Powell's in Portland, the Tattered Page in Denver, even the original Borders in Ann Arbor, that in the 1980s tried to distinguish themselves from the omnipresent shopping center chains like B. Dalton's and Walden Books.
And they did that by increasing their inventory, having massive selections, and also really changing the atmosphere of bookstores from places that had seemed not very welcoming, places that were maybe kind of musty, where you had to know your way around and good luck to you, and that did not really provide necessarily a whole lot of space for just hanging out.
What Barnes & Noble had that these independent superstores didn't have, though, was capital. Starting in earnest in the early 1990s, both Barnes & Noble and its chief rival, the Kmart-backed Borders, began to mass-produce this kind of rarefied super bookstore experience, marrying the trappings of an independent with the discounts of a chain. Boris Kochka again.
One of the things that most defined Barnes & Noble once it went public was that it installed a Starbucks in the store and created a sort of library cafe experience. And Starbucks was the other big company that had this insight that they could import a model that was that felt distinctive and urban to any mall in America. So it's the idea that everyone can live an aspirational lifestyle by going to the Barnes & Noble and browsing books. And before that, there were these deserts where you couldn't find an independent bookstore and you couldn't have that experience. But what Barnes & Noble did was it brought that. And in return, it also killed off a lot of independent bookstores, especially in dense neighborhoods like the Upper West Side.
Because that's the thing. The sort of mass prestige that Barnes & Noble was offering up was compelling in suburbs and exurbs and book deserts. But it proved to be just as compelling on Barnes & Noble's home turf, New York City.
A snippet from Decoder Ring from Slate. Join Willa Paskin every month for a new take on some of your favorite old cultural landmarks with Decoder Ring. Check it out now on the Start Here collection on the WVXU app or from WVXU.org. For our local feature this week, we turn to Mason-based fitness guru Linda Mitchell. On her podcast, Sisterhood of Sweat, you'll get a comprehensive crash course in not just fitness, but fitness as it relates to your life, your goals, and your passions. The process of physical improvement is the perfect bridge to personal mental improvement, and you'll get a healthy dose of each on Sisterhood of Sweat. Linda brings you wisdom from a lifetime of experience and from the many guests that join her show from week to week. Every episode, they approach difficult topics and discuss the best ways they've found to live by the acronym SWEAT, which stands for Strong Women Empowering and Achieving Together. If you're looking to make some positive changes in your life, there's no better time to join the sisterhood and start sweating. Here's a snippet from the recent episode of Sisterhood of Sweat featuring relationship coach Lindsay Ellison. On the episode titled, Are You in Love with a Beautiful Narcissist? Lindsay reveals how to recognize when you're in a bad relationship and, more importantly, how to end it. In this clip, she talks about the personal growth that has to happen before, during, and after a harmful relationship.
I mean, for anyone newly married, my advice for women is to always be financially financially independent, and to make sure, you know, you're working because the harder it is to leave a narcissist is when they make a lot more than you do, or you don't make anything, or you've been the homemaker and you've got the kids but let's just say, a lot of women in their, gosh, I'd say 50s come to me and their kids are either out of the house or they're about to be graduating and he does make a lot of money and he will tell her how it's all his. And that's not true. So it's hard to answer that question because there's so many variables based on their situation. But if I could give kind of an umbrella response, it is reprogramming your brain to getting back to where you were before you met him or when you met him. Because typically, and I not only have data to support this, but it's also just based on the years that I've been doing this, we are stronger than they are. We are. And they have reprogrammed and brainwashed us into thinking that we're not. So a lot of that for me, for instance, it took me 5 years of therapy to rewire my brain to realize that he will not break me if I get out. He will break me if I stay. Right? That took me 5 years to do. I had to realize that me being who I always was just pretty much an independent, happy, funny person. I was no longer those things towards the end of the relationship. And I had to go back to being that person. And it's interesting is that the more I was being that person, that threatened him so much. And so we would argue more and more and more because I was being the person that he was so threatened by.
Our local Mason-based podcast, Sisterhood of Sweat with Linda Mitchell. Take your body and your brain to boot camp every week with Sisterhood of Sweat, available on WVXU.org and the Start Here podcast collection. It's chart time, our weekly visit to the Apple Podcast Charts to see what's taken the nation via podcast storm, presented by iTunesCharts.net. As we continue to navigate and adapt to this new world with coronavirus, we see some major changes in podcasting focus. The perennial powerhouse genre of true crime has made way for a surge in news podcasts, and particularly those focused on the coronavirus. But another format is also beginning to show up on the charts. That's self-care and managing through times of difficulty. A new podcast demonstrates this category perfectly. It's Unlocking Us with Brené Brown. She unpacks and explores the ideas, stories, experiences, books, films, and music that reflect the universal experiences of being human, from the bravest moments to the most brokenhearted. That's Unlocking Us, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Unlocking Us with Brené Brown and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.